This is the Trade Finance Distribution Initiative podcast, where we focus on the growing business community of trade finance stakeholders. I'm Andy Duckworth, and this short podcast is where we're introducing the speakers who are appearing at the Trade Finance Investor Day. Today's guest is Sarah Green. Sarah is Commissioner for Commercial and Common Law from the Law Commission of England and Wales. Hi, Sarah. Great to have you here.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Sarah, can you give us a quick introduction to who you are and how you got to where you are today?
Yes, of course. So, as you said, I'm the current Law Commissioner at the Law Commission of England and Wales. It's a bit of a mouthful, but essentially what that means is that I've been responsible for the past 4 years for ensuring that the commercial law of England and Wales is fit for purpose. And of course, at the moment, that means ensuring that emerging technologies, digital assets are properly catered for by English law. And if you put it like that, it sounds very simple. Of course, once you get into the detail, it's less so. But it's been a really, really exciting job. And how I got here is that I started off as a software developer. So I worked for Accenture for a few years. And then I went back to the world of academia, and I was a law professor for more years than I'm going to admit to. So I had a sort of natural, I think, attraction to figuring out how the law should develop in order to ensure that it keeps up with technologies, and in this case, how it can create really the best home, I suppose, for transactions involving digital assets. So yeah, that's where how I got to where I am now.
And just starting off with something topical, Sarah, you've been heavily involved in bringing the Electronic Trade Documents Act into law. It's now law. How do you feel about that?
Fairly euphoric, actually. This is something that as an academic I was writing about for years, so I was delighted when I got to work on bringing it into reality at the Law Commission. And even then, it was the best part of 2 years in the making. It's only 6 substantive provisions long, which, of course, is incredibly short. But that belies the work that and thinking that went into it. And the parliamentary process is something of a mission, as, of course, it has to be, because this is going to be an act of parliament that affects commercial law, hopefully, for the next 100 years or so. We'll see how it goes. So, yeah, at the moment, it's party time in the trade community, because we've been waiting for this change for such a long time. And there were times when we didn't think it was going to happen for various reasons, but here we are. So, I'm absolutely delighted.
Well, that's no doubt a topic that's going to come up at the Trade Finance Investor Day, where you're speaking. You're going to be giving a presentation called Securing UK's Position as a Global Crypto Hub. Can you give us the lowdown on what kind of themes you'll be touching on in this?
Yeah, so obviously I'm going to be taking the sort of legal angle into this, but I'm not going to be going into huge detail on the lawyer's law of it. Really, what I'm going to be talking about is why it is so very important for legal rules in relation to, well, to anything, but particularly in relation to digital assets for the purpose of that event. You know, why is that so important? Because a lot of the time, investors and users, end users of these digital assets, don't necessarily think about the legal position until they have to, you know, until something goes wrong. But I think it's incredibly important to think about that in advance. And so what I will be doing on that day is explaining why that is so important, why actually before the Law Commission work, there wasn't much certainty and there were potential problems with digital assets, and why now, after the Law Commission work, I think that the UK is actually going to be somewhere that is very accommodating for transactions in digital assets. So I'll be setting all that out in hopefully quite an entertaining way.
Now, we're very excited. There's not long to go until the Investor Day. You know, why do you think, you know, events like this where you're presenting or attending are so important?
Well, it's really nice actually to be back talking to people in a room. For a very long time, all of us were talking to screens, which is great some of the time. But of course, the thing about that is it feels quite deflating. It's great to do the talk and it's really interesting and people, share their views online and in the Q&A. But of course, that is nothing compared to going and having a coffee with people and then you can have sort of three or four-way conversations. And I just think there is a different energy in a room that you just simply can't replicate on screen. So I'm very much enjoying being back in these sort of real life events, sort of in real life events as we refer to them. It doesn't feel like that long since we had no choice about it. So I'm certainly in the mood for embracing those sorts of get-togethers.
Absolutely. Okay, Sarah, let's leave it there. And remember, you can hear more from Sarah at the Trade Finance Investor Day. It's at the Grove Golf and Spa Resort, about an hour from London, on the 19th and 20th of October. Go to tradefinancedistribution.com, click the link at the top of the website to buy your ticket. Sarah Green, Commissioner for Commercial and Common Law from the Law Commission of England and Wales, thank you for your time today, and I'll see you in October.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.